This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Usually when we talk to people for a corner office interview, it's the person actually running a company that can or maybe has changed our lives. Today, something a little bit different. One of the people who can shape those companies from the very beginning. Venture capital and venture capitalists can turn a person with a great idea into a person running a company. Anne Muraco is the co-founding partner at a VC firm up in Silicon Valley. It's called Floodgate. She was an early investor in companies like Lyft and TaskRabbit, Refinery29 as well, just to name a couple of them. And welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So venture capitalists are, somehow they seem like these exalted beings, right? That they know where things are going to come from and they get to dispense the money. Why does venture capital matter, I guess, is the basic question.
I think venture capital matters because, at least at the very stage that I invest in, which I would say is early, way too early, and sometimes ambiguously legal early,
we
are looking at companies and technology well before everyone else recognizes what it is and where it's going.
So give me an example. I read in some of my background reading for this interview an article in which you went and you waited outside some guy's classroom at Stanford with $1 million check in your hand.
Yes. So I found a company called Ayosti, and it was founded actually by the former chairperson of the math department at Stanford. Mm. They sent me 4 math papers, no business plan. And so I put it at the top of the pile, started reading them, and realized that there was not just a raw technology here, but when math is done right, it's something actually quite beautiful. And I saw the opportunity to really figure out what is hidden within data. And I think that the thing for me was I felt like, you know, there are not that many PhDs who are also venture capitalists and who will sit down and read a math paper. And so I felt like if I couldn't invest in this company, then there was a major problem. And so I ran to one of his classrooms and I said, Gurjeet, please take this money.
Sure. I should know this, but I don't. How'd it work out for you?
So initially, he actually said no. He said, I don't even know what I would do with $1 million. And so we spent some time actually working through what that $1 million would get him. Huh. And once he had a potential customer locked up and he said, I think I'm ready for money now.
Wow.
That's when we decided to jump in and lead around in Ayosti.
Take a step back for me, would you, from what you all do, those very, very early stages. And since I'm sure you look at this, talk to me about venture capital in the American startup economy right now. I mean, there's a lot of money out there. Is there more money than ideas, or are there more ideas than money, I guess, is what I want to know.
I believe that capital actually has become quite abundant in this space. And so from a venture capitalist perspective, the competition is actually fairly intense. That said, not every single idea is being chased.
Yeah.
So you'll find actually great entrepreneurs out there who haven't been found or who don't fit the exact profile that everyone believes is the great startup founder. My job is to find those founders so that we can then build a business that has the potential for bringing prosperity to all.
Well, look, since you alluded to it, since you are one of those on the list of, you know, 50 brilliant VC women in Silicon Valley or whatever, I mean, you're on all those lists. I do want to ask you about the role of venture capital in diversity in Silicon Valley and technology in this economy. I mean, you've expressed frustration with it, a lot of frustration.
Yes. I mean, I think that by having a more diverse group of investors who then deploy the capital out to entrepreneurs, we will also be able to recognize the most diverse group of entrepreneurs. And I believe that the entire U.S. economy benefits, the global economy benefits when we are able to find the best talent, the best ideas, wherever they may exist.
Anne Muraco, co-founding partner at Floodgate up in Silicon Valley. Anne, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We've got more of my conversation with Anne Mura Koh, including how much progress she thinks the venture capital industry has made on that diversity problem. It's on our Corner Office podcast.